Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Kish. Batting third. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunaire. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunaire. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish takes first base on ball four. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Kish moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Kish moves to third. Hall moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kish scores. Hall moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Curtwright scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts in front of the plate. Astroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kish bunts towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Shock covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Hall moves to third. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0 for 1 in the game. Shock takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Shock moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shock scores. Curtwright moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Astroth. Appling scores. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins hits a line drive beyond third. Cuccinello can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0-for-1 in the game. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Nair covering, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. McGee moves to third. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilkins moves to second. Two outs. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0-for-2 in the game. Nair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Wilkins scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Wilkins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kish is hit by the pitch. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kish. The throw from Tresh to Appling and they have Kish trapped. There's the throw over to Schalk, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Cartwright hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee scores. Kell moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello has Kell trapped. There's the throw to Tresh and back to Cuccinello, who tags Kell for the out. Wilkins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilkins moves to third. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Buddy Rosar now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hall bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Kish moves to second. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estilella scores. McGee moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.